Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
October 27th is International Religious Freedom Day and marks the passage of the 1998 International Religious Freedom Act by the U.S. Congress. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has underscored that the legislation expanded U.S. foreign policy capabilities to promote and defend religious freedom around the world. President Donald Trump recently hosted the first-ever dialogue at the United Nations on religious freedom. There he observed that most people around the globe are people of faith, and yet more than 80% of the world's population live in countries where they face restrictions on the practice of their faith. In a recent interview, USAID Deputy Administrator Bonnie Glick highlighted some of the world's worst abusers of religious freedom, including Burma and China.
The cruelty of the Burmese government being unwilling to allow Muslims to practice their faith, but also to gather them up and segregate them out from the rest of the population is something that, to our mind in the United States, is a horrible offense. We're seeing as well in China that the Chinese have rounded up 1 million Uyghur Muslims, and they are not allowing them to leave labor camps of some sort.
Elsewhere in Iraq, Christian and Yazidi communities have suffered severe persecution at the hands of ISIS, said Deputy Administrator Glick.
To date, the United States has committed nearly $400 million to the rebuilding of communities that were decimated by ISIS. We're working with the local communities in the Nineveh Plains and in western Nineveh province to allow those communities, Christians and Yazidis, to return to their historic homes.
United States foreign policy will continue to advance freedom of religion and belief for all persons around the world. As Secretary Pompeo has made clear, the freedom of individuals to believe as they see fit is a God-given right that is central to the success of a nation.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.